to 345.
Request of Sean Sullivan to address council regarding Title 11 concerns with Portland Bureau of Transportation and Bureau of Development Services.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. I was here maybe a month ago for Title 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm back again. I want to say that I think something's wrong at Development Services and with PBOT. And it's impacting us. I need to get these on. In two different ways, financial damages, and it's being inconsiderate of the general public. I spoke the last time I was here about Title 11 and the delays that working through that process caused to my project, the Robeson Jewish Home. Currently, that same project has been waiting for its public works improvement permit, and we just surpassed 1 year in the process. We are about ready to complete our phase one of the project, which is supposed to take occupancy in 2 months, and we still do not have our public works permit. I think that we will, as you know, this is a continuing care facility. We have to go through DHS, Department of Human Services inspections. There's a good chance that we may have a completed building and not be able to occupy it, which will at that time stop the project and will cause yet another delay. I find that the servicing the public question, especially when it comes to PBOT, I've got a couple of examples on my project. One is, for instance, we went to PBOT and we asked that the two parking spaces that are at the east end of the project and their street improvements be eliminated so that we could go ahead and taper the curb back to align with the existing neighborhood to the east, their driveway or their street. And that was rejected because the standard is for those parking spaces to be there. I pointed out that those two parking spaces in this whole project were only accessible coming from the neighborhood side. And couldn't we just eliminate them and plant that area so that we would then discourage traffic from going through the neighborhood? The answer was no, it's not our standard. You have to put in the parking spaces. But we can sign those parking spaces, no parking, which seems counterintuitive. Another example is that since we have to close down half of the sidewalk area along one of our frontages, we offered to PBOT to install a sidewalk on the opposite street that matched up with the existing one, and they said we certainly could as long as we put it into their standard. Their standard was a planting strip, a wider sidewalk, and a buffer zone, so all we needed to do is remove the trees and go to all the landowners and get a dedication of their land, which would have taken months. So I asked if I couldn't put in a asphalt sidewalk or something. The answer was no, and I said, well, you know, this is going to result in people in wheelchairs driving down the street.
Well, we appreciate you raising these issues. I guess I just want to let you know that there has been follow-up by members of the council with bureaus based on your earlier comments. So I'm sorry that you've had these delays, but it's not gone unnoticed.
Thank you.
Not there yet, but you've been heard. Thank you.